This is Keith Kaiser coming to you again for Manna in the Morning with a study in God's Word. We're in John chapter 13, speaking about our Lord Jesus in his great upper room ministry on the night in which he was betrayed. The Lord Jesus, our text tells us, had gotten down and begun to wash the disciples' feet. This was a tremendous act of humility on his part, of course, and it was absolutely astonishing to the disciples. Peter, being a very vocal disciple, voiced probably what was in all their minds in chapter 13 and verse 6. It says, "Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" In the original language, the pronouns there are emphatic. He's saying, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet? You, such a great one, in other words. You are Lord and Master. You, the great teacher and rabbi. Are you going to wash my feet? I'm not worthy of this, of course." That's what he was thinking. That's probably what they were all thinking in their incredulity as they watched the Lord go down the line washing their feet. But the Lord would tell him in verse 7, "Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." How that could be written over so much of our lives, dear believer. If you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've put your faith in him as your Lord and Savior, you've repented of your sins and come to him and received him and truly been born again, you can know of a surety that you'll be in heaven with the Lord Jesus. You can have the full assurance that he who has called you will justify you and will indeed glorify you one day. The Lord Jesus is so great in doing that. And as we think about this, so often, what things come to us in life, what trials and difficulties, we say, "Lord, why has this happened? What are you doing in my life? Why have you allowed this or that problem to come to me? Why have I lost a loved one? Perhaps it's a spouse that you're grieving over, dear saint. Perhaps it's a wayward child. Perhaps it's financial difficulty that has come into your life. Perhaps you have no friends. Your friends have gone aside. Some have gone on to eternity, and some have deserted you. Whatever the case is, sometimes human beings and believers are not any exception, question why things happen the way they do. What is God trying to do in our lives? And so often we don't understand. But what the Lord Jesus says here is something we would do well to remember. What I do now, you don't know, but you shall know hereafter. The Lord Jesus was telling him, "Trust me. You don't have all the facts yet. You don't know the end from the beginning like I do. You don't have all the data, as it were. But I know where I've come from. I know where I'm going to. And I know what work I'm going to accomplish. I'm doing something that goes beyond your present understanding, Peter. But you will one day know what I'm doing." Now, we are to, of course, seek the Lord in his word. We are to spend time in the word daily and to try and learn the mind of the Lord. Thankfully, he reveals himself to us in the scriptures. He tells us what his thoughts are for us. He tells us about his plans and his will for us. And as we read the word and as we commune with him prayerfully, the Lord will indeed show us what he's doing in our lives. We may not have all the answers, but we can trust him. As we hear the shepherd's voice, we as his sheep will know. Well, we don't know all the pathways and all the bypath meadows we go through, but we know the shepherd and we trust him fully. We know he loves us. We know he has perfect foreknowledge, as verse 1 of this chapter told us. And we know he loves us to the fullest extent possible. It's not possible to be loved any more than we are loved by the Lord Jesus. As the hymn writer put it, "So dear, so very dear to God, I cannot dearer be. For in the person of his Son, I am as dear as he." Oh, how great it is to be the object of the love of God in Christ. To be accepted in the Beloved One, as Ephesians chapter 1 describes it. He bids us to trust him, even when we don't understand what's happening around us.